Welcome back to Ride University. My name is Omar Muhammad, helping you improve and progress in business and in life. The Ride University is brought to you by EDAC, the Entrepreneurial Development and Assistance Center at Morgan State University. Here is my mailing address. So if you have some questions, you want to send me an email, his email over here, and here is the mailing address. And as indicated, we're brought to you by EDAC at Morgan State University. You see, RIDE stands for Returning Citizens Inspired to Develop Entrepreneurial Ventures, as well as it's funded by the Minority Business Development Agency. So today we're talking about hacks for summer. Man, I love the summertime. I know this wasn't supposed to be part of it, but it's hacks for summer business. You know, yeah, summertime, it seemed like people want to take off all the time. But as an entrepreneur, you can't take off all the time. However, you want to be able to let your hair down and take time off sometimes. So here's our quote. Summer is a great time to recharge your batteries and tackle those projects you have been putting off. Take advantage of the slower pace and long days to focus on growing your business. Barbara Cochran, she's an entrepreneur and investor on Shark Tank. All right, so we're going to start off with set specific goals. Y'all remember that episode, that workshop that I did about SMART goals? Remember those? Specific goals, so specific, measurable, actionable, resources, and timetable. Go back to that episode and you'll learn more about how to set SMART goals. And you want to set goals not only for your business, but for yourself. As the quote said, you know, sometimes the summertime can be slow pace for some type of businesses. So set some goals that you want to do during the summer and as you're going into the fall as well. This will definitely help you stay productive and motivated during the summertime as well. All right. Create a routine. You know, what's your routine? Do you have a routine now? So during the summer, you know, maybe you can have a number of things. So, you know, I listed some things up here, you know, regular breaks, you know, get outside. We're going to talk about getting outside in a few minutes, but get outside, you know, set specific work hours, you know, whatever your work hours, maybe you change it up during the summertime. And then stick to that routine as much as you can so that you can stay, have a really productive mindset. And I would also encourage you to, you know, beef up on your books, whether it's a physical book or you're listening to an audio book, or just go on to YouTube, or there's some other platforms out there where you can visually see some activities. Learn a new skill. Some activities that will help you learn new skills. That's basically, you know, this can be one of the items that you put into your routine, learning new skills. I love this picture, y'all. I know it's like a cartoon, but hey, it looks good, right? Get outside if you can. Get outside. You know, take your laptop. If you have a laptop, mobile device, you know, go outside in the sun. You know, some people say you need to put some sunscreen on. You know, you do what's best for you, you know. So, you know, get outside, you know, find a space that you can park and just do your work. You know, where there are no distractions, though, because you may be on the phone or you could be in a deep thought. So make sure that you spend some time outside. And, you know, find a way to incorporate fun into your work. You know, sometimes work can be oh, so dry, but incorporate some fun into it. Find a way to make it fun for you. And if you have any employees, if you have partners, find a way to make it fun for everybody. And then consider outsourcing. You know, if you are in a position to outsource some work, you know, I would say, you know, a lot of this administrative stuff, I know we talked about in the past, social media, email marketing, you know, maybe there's a virtual assistant that can take that task or those tasks off of your hands while you work on MMA, y'all. Money-making activities. Yep. So while you're working on those money-making activities, the virtual assistant, the intern can work on the administrative, with your direction, those administrative tasks so that you're not bogged down with, oh, I got to do this. Even on an accounting perspective, maybe engage a bookkeeper versus you trying to do that yourself. Again, financial resources have to be in play in order to make this particular one happen, the outsourcing. All right. So this was all about being really productive during the summertime. Consider these activities that these activities and ideas that we shared with you today. And don't forget, you could go on to EDAC, that's EDACMorgan.com. You'll see all of the activities that relate to RIDE. We have the podcast, the Breakthrough Podcast. If you're looking to be a guest, you got some openings. So the Breakthrough Podcast, we have our Entrepreneurship Boot Camp. And boy, we just added a great session on meetups. And even though we call it a meetups, it's really continuing education. Maybe we're going to change that, but we got all these cards that we printed, so we have to use this. But nonetheless, it's really continuing education. How do you continually learn throughout your entrepreneurial journey? So we have that as well. And don't forget, we have our upcoming event in August. Stay tuned for more information on that. And you can follow us some more on Instagram, Rod Small Biz. And then again, our website is edacmorgan.com. So again, as always, as I meet you again, continue to improve and progress. Peace.
This is Mixed Map Production.